Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I'd like to call to order. Oops, hold on a second. My computer just did something strange. Okay, there we go. Okay, I'd like to call to order the March 5th, 2024 meeting for the Police Pension and Disability Board meeting. Sherry, will you please take the role?
Yes, Mayor Woodards.
Here.
Nicole Emery is absent. Michael Sanssouci.
Here.
Dave Lane.
Here.
Ken Moner.
Here.
Paul Schwartz.
Here.
All right.
All right. I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of February 6th.
I would make that motion.
I'll second that.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed? All right, moving on to public comment. Are the motion is carried? Moving on to public comment. Sherry, is there any public comment?
None.
All right. Unfinished business. Sherry, is there any unfinished business?
None.
Sherry, are there any communications?
No communications.
All right, then we'll move on to new business, retiree Medicare Part B. Sherry, I will turn it over to you.
Okay, so I sent you a little printout. This member has been in prison and is now out. He is 79 years old. When he turned 65, there was no reason for him to enroll in Medicare because it wouldn't be used. So the city wasn't going to pay for something that wasn't going to get used. So now the board has to make a decision. If they want him to enroll in Medicare Part B, they would be agreeing to pay the late enrollment penalty, which in his case would be 140% or approximately an additional $245 per month. Medicare Part B pays 80% of doctor bills, lab bills. It's not hospitals. Hospitals are covered under Medicare Part A, which he should be eligible for on his own. Any questions?
Yes, I have a question. Is that sounds like what you just indicated there? It sounds like it was the city's pension board decision not to enroll him in Medicare. That wasn't his option to.
Correct. So this kind of came about right when I started working. Liz, who was here before me, did a lot of research because this was an issue she knew was going to come up. At that point, there were actually two police retirees in prison. And yeah, there was no reason for the city to pay Medicare Part B premiums for years or unknown years when they
Right.
don't need that coverage. So if your option is to, yes, ask him to enroll in Part B and agree to paying the additional penalty, knowing that then Medicare Part B pays 80% of the doctor bills, or we just direct Regents to pay his doctor bills without Medicare Part B. And so he would still have his full coverage. It's just, is it worth it to pay the additional penalty, or is it, or do we just pay the doctor bills? And that's, there's no way of really knowing which way is going to be
Right.
the most cost
Do
savings.
we know the amount?
So yeah, so the Medicare Part B premium for 2024 will be about $175, and he would have an additional $245 per month. So instead of $175 per month premium, his would be about $420 per month. So it is a pretty substantial amount.
And that is $400 a month until.
He dies.
Yeah, Dave,
Yeah.
I was trying to find a better word than
Oh, that's just the tip of the iceberg, Mayor.
So, how many years was he eligible to be staying there? So, if he,
Well,
is he?
he's 79, so it's 14 years late enrolling.
Okay, so
And
we saved the Medicare premium for 14 years.
yes.
So it would be a
Yeah,
few more.
and didn't pay any medical for 14 years.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah.
yeah, I was kind of against it because I thought it was his failing not to sign up. But if it's the direction of the pension board, then I think that we need to cover it then. So personally.
So Sherry,
I would agree.
Sherry, I do have some questions. So
Yes.
being new to the board, and
Yes.
granted, this is probably a fairly unique situation.
Yes.
I was just curious if there was any precedent that had been set on something like this in the past as to what the board has done once the person comes out of prison.
Yes. So there was that. Yes. And in 2017, that other person who was in prison did get out. And at that point, his penalty was 110%. And the board did pay it. They did direct him to enroll in Medicare Part B as soon as possible. In this case, I'm not sure if there's an open enrollment in July or if he has to wait till the end of the year, but whatever the soonest is. But again, it's like the board pays the medical one way or the other, whether they pay it through the Medicare Part B premium or they pay or Regions pays it through our self-insured plan.
It would seem to me to be prudent to pay the Medicare premium. Would just take one disaster, any major disaster or medical illness would cost probably a lot more than it ever would cost to pay that extra premium. So I would make the motion that we pay the additional premium.
Could I, before that motion, let me add my two cents to this too. We've done this in the past. Sherry's right. I think we had somebody even before Sherry, and it was the same logic at the time that was used, and we paid it because it's a glitch in the federal system, and there's not much we can do about it. And hopefully, from this point on, unless we get one of our remaining members goes to prison for something.
But now everybody's on Medicare. Other than maybe a couple people that are still working that are over 65, but otherwise, all police retirees are over age 65.
Okay, this is a done deal then. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Kenny.
I would second that motion.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed. All right, motion carries and is adopted. Moving on to item B.
Betty Weston passed away. She was the widow of Herbert. She passed away on February 16th. That's just for your information.
And then item C.
Kim Peterson, who is the wife of our retiree Bill Peterson, passed away on January 22nd. That is also just for information.
Okay. Item D, the left conference.
That will be in Chelan on May 7th through the 10th this year. Right now, Ken Monner and I will be attending. Others have indicated that they won't be able to attend this year. So I need a motion to approve the registrations for Ken and myself.
All right, I'll entertain a motion.
Also move to pay their expenses and registration.
Second.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 And I'll just add a reminder, partly for Ken, we do have a board meeting that Tuesday morning, May 7th. When we set the schedule, we agreed. So I'll come in and do the board meeting and then be heading out of town after that. So.
All right. Sherry, if that's problematic, can we not change the schedule? Is that okay for you?
No, we agree. Yeah, I agreed. I prefer to keep it on schedule if I can. So no, it's not a problem at all. Thank you though.
All right. Then we already got the motion. Okay.
Yep.
Did we already get the motion for that?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry. Moving on to pension fund roll items. I will entertain a motion to approve the roll items as submitted.
Second that.
I'll second it.
Okay, Dave, are you making a motion?
I will entertain a motion. Sorry, I need somebody to say I move.
I'll second that.
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
Thanks, Ken. Okay. Thanks, Dave.
All right.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed? The ayes have it. Sherry, is there any other business?
I don't have anything today.
All right. With that, I'll entertain the final motion saying you all really stretched this meeting to 10 full minutes.
Busy meeting.
Yeah.
I will move for adjournment.
Second.
All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? The ayes have it. We stand adjourned. I'll see you guys next month. Be safe.
Thank you very much.
Take care.